And honestly, it's been a tough time for many people. And on this show, we've talked to many of them trying to help out people going through tough times, whether it's financially or mental health related. Hotel Du Grace, the University of Windsor, and We Spark Health will host its inaugural Caring for the Caregivers Conference. That is October 16th and 23rd. And to talk about the event, caregiver Clementa Stan and Dr. Edward Cruz joins me from the Faculty of Nursing at the University of Windsor. Good morning, you two. How are you?
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
I am doing good. I really appreciate you waking up with me and discussing this, because like I said, we've talked about this many times on the show. It really has been a big issue, especially with everybody going through COVID-19. So, Clementa, I wanted to start with you and just find out how it's been being a caregiver during, you know, a very tough time that we're going through.
Yes, absolutely. Well, first, thanks so much for having me.
Of course.
I just wanted to say that sometimes people might not realize that behind the individual experiencing the mental illness or addiction, there are entire families that are advocating, assisting, encouraging, caring. So we are those mothers, those fathers, those sisters, those partners who are there for our loved ones and are very, very much impacted by their illness.
Mm-hmm.
And the pandemic has certainly made that a lot more challenging in terms of accessing care for our loved ones and accessing care for ourselves as well.
Can you kind of take us through what the experience is like? You know, for somebody that's never lived through this, what is it like on a day-to-day basis for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So sometimes, again, people might not realize the family impact of mental illness or addiction. Mm-hmm. So we provide that emotional, the social, sometimes the financial support. A big part of our jobs include assisting our loved ones with navigating and advocating for mental health and addiction services. And actually, the healthcare system in Canada is increasingly reliant on us, on those informal caregivers to support our loved ones with chronic or persistent mental illness or addiction. So as you know, the system is quite underfunded and fragmented. Mm-hmm. So we truly are the glue that keeps it all together, or at least together-ish.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Dr. Cruz, I want to bring in here, and can you kind of tell us about the event and how it got together here?
Yes, that's a very good story, and thank you again for having
for
us,
sure.
Kyle. The event was actually a brainchild of Clementa and the patient and partner in group at Hotel Du Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, we just wanted to have a conference, and then we thought maybe we need to make it more in tune with the needs of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so as part of the preparations, we gathered data from participants, from caregivers, from our community, and we were able to get a lot of interesting data from surveys and as well as interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So the conference will be taking place on October the 16th and the 23rd, 2 half-days from 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock. Caregivers are welcome to attend either one or both days, and there's opportunities for them to learn more about the illnesses of their family member, the resources that may be available here in Windsor, Essex, and how they can access them, as well as an opportunity to engage with other caregivers through our panel of caregivers who have volunteered to share their experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want to touch on that. One thing I do want to ask, though, is with the initial study, what did you learn from it?
Oh, we were very privileged to have received information shared by 76 participants from our community. From the survey alone, we learned that majority of caregivers reported that the person they were providing care for was their child, mm. and that they had been providing care for 5 or more years. About half of the caregivers lived in the same house as the person they were caring for. And about 3/4 of the caregivers reported spending more than 5 hours of their week providing care for the loved one.
Oh, wow.
Over 40% of caregivers were providing care to an adult with anxiety or depression. About 43% were providing care to an adult with a serious mental illness such as schizophrenia. Few of our sample were providing care to adults with an addiction issue. Caregivers make significant sacrifices in their time, finances, and even their own health in order to care for a loved one with mental illness or addiction concerns. Our survey revealed that one-third of caregivers have had at least some financial issues due to caring for their loved one. 20% of them had missed work a lot due to the caregiving responsibilities, and more than half reported that their caregiving responsibilities resulted in them neglecting their own family members' needs. About half of them felt trapped in their caregiving role, and three-quarters were worried a lot about what the future holds for their loved one.
Yeah, I can imagine. Clementa, can you talk about some of the topics that will be talked about and, you know, maybe how some of the participants will benefit from it?
Yes, absolutely. So the focus of our conference will be on education, connections, and wellness. And I believe what makes our conference special is that we will be providing what I believe to be meaningful content based on what actually are the experiences of caregivers from our research that they said are important in terms of needs and experiences. So, for example, we'll have a session on how to navigate the healthcare system, how to assist their loved ones with accessing timely care, understanding the mental illness or the concurrent disorder, understanding the Mental Health Act and its applications, consent and privacy, which are critical, as well as compassion fatigue. We're trying to be practical and value add. There's a lot of resources in the community, a lot of events out there, but what we wanted to do was to have a tailored or customized experience for our population. So we'll also have a lived experience panel as well, where caregivers will share their experiences, and we'll have small private breakout groups where
very
caregivers
nice.
Can chat with each other.
Yeah, very nice. And I wanted to touch on that. You know, how does it help to reach out to other caregivers and kind of, you know, talk about the experience and what all of you, I guess, are going through?
Yeah, so that's a great question. One of the themes from our research was that caregivers felt alone. And it was actually quite heartbreaking to hear, and definitely resonates with me. So having an opportunity to talk to each other, to share experiences, to share struggles, we were connected, I guess, unfortunately, by this. So it's important for us to get to know each other and support each other as much as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a difference between dealing with somebody with mental illness compared to an addiction?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I'm a caregiver who supports a loved one who has a mental illness.
Okay.
I can speak to that, and it's quite challenging. I can only imagine having an addiction, and many of our caregivers have loved ones who have a mental illness and addiction,
yeah.
So concurrent disorders. So that adds that extra layer of complexity. And I mean, we all know, and it's been in the news, how devastating that is, and how many deaths are happening in our community as a result of addiction. So I can only imagine kind of the complexity of having addictions on top of mental illness.
For sure. How can we sign up for the event?
Yeah, so registration is open. I just want to reemphasize that the conference is free for caregivers, and we also have lots of great prizes. So caregivers can sign up at www.wesparkhealth.com/caregiver-conference.
Okay.
Or they can follow Hotel View Grace Healthcare on social if they didn't have a chance to write that down.
For sure. Anything else that I didn't mention that you guys want to mention here at the end?
I guess for me, you know, this started out of Hotel View Grace's council. That's made up of family and caregivers like myself. And when I brought this forward, recognizing the need to support caregivers, the hospital was so excited about this. And then when I brought it up to Dr. Cruz at the University of Windsor, he was so excited, and we helped We Spark Health Institute. So for me as a caregiver, having this support in the community and from these amazing individuals and organizations is really heartwarming. Thank you to them. And also I just want to encourage families in our community who support someone who has a mental illness or addiction to join me at our conference.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much, you two. I really appreciate you coming on, and just best of luck with the conference, okay?
Thank you so much, Kyle.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, that was caregiver Clementa Stan and Dr. Edward Cruz from the Faculty of Nursing at the University of Windsor. And just best of luck with that. Again, the Caregiver Conference is on October 16th and October 23rd. The half-day event will be held virtually from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And to register, visit wesparkhealth.com/caregiver.